Billionaires Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are hoping China's newly wealthy will embrace philanthropy. The men hosted a dinner for over 50 of China's business elite and entrepreneurs on Wednesday to discuss ideas on how to share their wealth. China is home to the fastest growing number of high net worth individuals, but has little tradition in charity. Microsoft founder Gates puts this down to wealth being a relatively recent phenomenon.
The main difference, I think, is that because the wealth here is so new, a lot of these non-profit groups have not been developed. And the notion of what is the role of government versus philanthropy, that's still being developed. And, you know, it's great to see that, like many things in China, it's happening faster than it happened in most other places.
Many rich Chinese are also reluctant to discuss their wealth in public, fearful of unwanted attention from the authorities or resentment from millions of have-nots. Buffett says the habit of giving is still being formed, but more and more of China's newly wealthy are starting to assess their options.
Reasonably widespread great wealth is a much newer phenomenon, and the habits of philanthropy probably are being formed here, whereas they probably settled in more if you go to Europe, where people's dynasties have passed on wealth for generation after generation, so that the ideas, the charitable inclinations or mores or norms of Europe are much more likely to be more solidified, harder to change. Than a new society where people are looking at wealth that they didn't have 30 years ago and thinking, what do I do about this?
Private philanthropy became obsolete after the 1949 revolution, but the country's wealth gap widened after it embraced capitalist reforms in the 1970s. Recent natural disasters have also stoked patriotic sentiment and rekindled an interest in charity. Arnold Gay, Reuters.